I got the wind in, and then we got on the C-54. It was nice flying in, you know, like I said.
Well, describe going over the Himalayas or over the hump.
Oh, well, the B-24 was no problem at all there, because we could just get up in there, put on the oxygen mask, and fly up to 30,000 feet. So it was no problem at all flying over the hump, but flying back in that old DC-3 without any oxygen, that could have been real scary. But our pilots, up there, they knew a pass. We flew right down this pass.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever frightened when you started flying?
Oh, you're always frightened.
Okay.
Yeah, she's. Well, you was always frightened, but when I wanted to be a pilot, I didn't. I was too dumb to care, because I was wanting to fly.
Now, why did you want to be a pilot?
I always wanted to be a pilot. I always wanted to be a pilot when I was even in high school. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a pilot there, you know, there, Jiminy Christmas. That's all I wanted to do, was be a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Never got to be a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sure trying.
So when you were in China, were you always at the same base?
No. No, we went out, I was actually in three different bases. I was Kunming, and then Luoyang was out farther, and then we went up to Shantou, which was a B-29 base that they had built up in northern China for the B-29s.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flew on over to islands of Guam, you know, Tinian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, so we went up and took their base up at Shantou, and flew out of there, and that's my last base, and that's where I said goodbye to my pilots. I had my 35 missions in. I was going home.
Okay, so once you got 35 missions and they...
You was through.
I see.
I just waved goodbye to them all and took off. And
mm-hmm. Did you keep in contact with them?
No.
No.
No, Overcamper, I wrote to him once, but my pilot and my co-pilot, I never did ever hear from him again.
Mm-hmm.
There. And after I left him in China, I never saw him again. And now, in fact, I've never met any of the crew after that.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I was just, well, after that was, got back and flew in the Liberal, and then that's just November 45, and I says, you had enough points. You had to get points. If I had enough points to get out, and I went down there to Amarillo, Texas. And they just discharged me and says, you want to join the reserve? I says, no.
So how did you earn points?
By how many hours you flew and everything.
Okay.
Bombing missions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. When you were at Liberal, you were flying?
Liberators.
For yeah. What purpose?
Well, we was training B-29 pilots.
Okay.
There. And I still remember this time down there. We got down at the end of the runway and this... because I'd been an engineer long enough, I knew what you had to do with a B-24. And this pilot was started down the runway, just taxing along with those throttles, you know. We was going down the runway. I get up there, I shoved the throttle forward, all of them. I said, if you want to get this thing off the ground, you better go.
Mm-hmm.
And he just messed around. He looked at me. Of course, I never did know after that, but that's about my last memory of the service there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they told me I had my time up, and nobody could get out,
right.
You know, until the war was over.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could get out, but then the Japanese surrendered, and then we had so many points where we could get out.
Do you remember where you were when victory was declared in Europe?
I expect that must have been China, I expect.
Well, you said you were flying home when Roosevelt died in April.
Yeah.
And then May was when Victory, VE Day.
Yeah. Victory in Europe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you heard it, what you felt, or?
Well, not really. I because there was time only celebrations in town. But I must have been... on the way home,
mm-hmm.
there, so I never celebrated much of anything.
Okay. What about when the bomb was dropped in Japan?
Well, I was already about out of the service, and I'm down Liberal, you know, there. I was just training, you know, and because I didn't know a thing about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was all new to me, you know, there. I didn't know how long the war was going to last in Japan, you know. But I heard about all that later on.
Okay. When you had 35 missions, if you didn't want to get out, could you stay?
Oh, yeah.
Did many stay?
Well, a few did.
Okay.
But I didn't want any part of it anymore. Wow. I was all through with it. I was on out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the war was over. I didn't want anything to do with it, so I got out of there.
Okay. When you were in China, what the Chinese did the work at the bases?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
They did all the cooking and everything for us and everything, you know, and all the chow and everything there. And there's spam, you know, they was talking about wanting spam. There's a guy in the South Pacific, boy, they were getting tired of spam, canned spam. Well, we'd have had canned spam, we'd have been in heaven.
Uh-huh.
We had to eat that Chinese food.
You said water buffalo steak?
Water buffalo steaks. There's a chunk of meat, then a chunk of gristle,
mm-hmm.
a chunk of meat, chunk of gristle all the way through that water buffalo. That's the toughest meat you ever had in your life.
Mm-hmm. What else did they,
Well, they fed us quite a lot of rice, you know, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. They did the best they could for us, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got the top of the chow. The poor Chinamen, I felt sorry for those people, most
mm-hmm.
poor Chinamen. I tell you what, you just drive along, and get telephone, Mom. She's going to get it downstairs, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, we'd be driving along there in a truck, you know, or something. There'd be a dead Chinaman laying right beside the road.
Mm-hmm.
Life was... Well, about that same way now over there, you know, it's a dead Chinaman. Life over there is cheap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, were you able to get off base?
Oh, yeah.
And what did you do when you got off base?
Ride my little motor scooter. I still don't know where I got that little old thing, but I had a little motor scooter. I'd ride her back to, around the town, a little town around there, go get some Chinese food at a Chinese restaurant, stuff there, you know. Get tea, hot tea. Well, you never drunk cold tea in China.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those Chinamen, they knew that you drink cold tea and, but anyway, all their tea was boiling hot.
Okay.
Yes.
You were over there in the winter months.
Well, yeah, actually, let's see. I got over there. Oh, I still remember Christmas in 44. Oh, that was a bad time. And I got drunk. That's all the time I ever got drunk. But anyway, they had what they called Red Star Rum. Red Star Rum. Oh, that was really rough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I made my way back to the barracks in a bed. I woke up the next day, I was sick as all get out.
That's probably why you didn't do that again.
No.
So, Christmas, you just got a special, did you get a special meal or anything?
Oh, I don't remember very much. Chinese didn't have that much stuff to feed. But I know that I got some Christmas. I remember this guy across the room from me, he got a cake. And we shipped him shirts, you know, there. My mom sent me cakes and stuff, but it just crumbs when it got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember this Jewish boy from Brooklyn. He got in the mail and he got a chunk of homemade bologna.
Oh.
About that big round, you know. And it was all white on the outside. And I says, it's spoiled. He didn't know, I guess. And I says, wait a minute, I'll take it out to throw the trash for him. So I headed down there. I knew something was kind of strange here. So I headed down to the other base where these Italian boys were.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in there and boy, they sat right straight up. They smelled that. Whoa! I says, I got bologna salami, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Salami. Oh man, they had beer.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat there and eating that salami. That poor Jewish boy, he never did know.
You mentioned that your mother sent you food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they could send a package free of charge, you know, mm-hmm. to us. And she sent me sardines and anchovies, everything canned, you know, she could get a hold of. And I told her that while I was eating over there, I told her what I wanted, and she boxed it up and sent it all to me there. And I got back home, and Dad says, she was trying to feed you in China. I says, Dad, she did.
Did you buy anything while you were in China?
Oh, yeah, you'd buy. But you didn't have much to buy. We always went to the PX, you know, every time. But, once a month they'd have Baby Ruth candy bars and Snickers and stuff, you know. And boy, you'd buy all of them. You could be allowed to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I got paid $100 and some a month. But she wasn't no place to spend it, so she said, I should go buy a bond to send them on to Mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mom had all them bonds for them when I got home. Mm-hmm. Bought my old 36 Ford with them. That was a bad deal. Mark can tell you all about the old 36 Ford. Jiminy Christmas.
Well, you weren't close to a large Chinese city, though.
No. We was Shantou was pretty good size there. It was up there in northern China. But I never was near Nanking or Shanghai or Hong Kong or any of those.
Mm-hmm.
And we bombed Hong Kong because mm-hmm. the Japanese we got the presidential citation for missing a target.
Okay.
That was an island out off of Hainan Island there. And we're supposed to be bombing these warehouses along the shore there.
Mm-hmm.
But our bombardier said, oh my gosh, all these bombs are going to land in the ocean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he just moved his side over. So three-fourths of the bombers were bombing out here, and all of our bombs all falling in these trees out there. And a whole bunch of them. And we started turning around, heading back home. Here comes all this black smoke up. What in the world did we hit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we found out it was Japanese naval depot that they had put all these tanks out there for their navy,
mm-hmm.
and we would burn them up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's why you got the citation.
That's why we got the presidential citation, mm-hmm. and we never told the president about it.
Do you remember every one of your missions?
Oh, no, not really. 35, you kind of get hazy on them, you mm-hmm. know, there. So I still remember my first one.
Okay.
And I was going to fly the waist gunner, and we'd fly over this Yangtze River. They're going to bomb these warehouses along the Yangtze River. They're going down from Hong Kong. I'm looking out there, sitting out there. Here's all these flashes on the other side of the river. Flash, 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 over there. What the heck's all that? Drop bombs over there. Pretty soon, right outside the window. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, I thought I was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, man alive. I sure watched that the next time there. I never mm-hmm. had my head sticking out the side. I was way down below there, mm-hmm. you know, there.
So how long would a mission be?
It depends on where you went to.
Okay.
It was as long as 14 hours if you had Bombay tanks, uh-huh. you know. And, of course, we had our K-rations. We took along with us, you know, to eat. And then we got back, and every time we got back, we always went to the mess hall because the cooks were supposed to have a meal for us when we got back mm-hmm. landing. So they usually did.
Could you describe K-rations?
Oh, let's see. It was, you had some cigarettes in there, a little pack of cigarettes. But you had a canned meat and crackers and it was bigger. You could feed a whole crew on a sea ration, you know.
Okay.
And I can't remember what all that, but it had all kind of canned meat and stuff in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And crackers and stuff, you know. It was the same thing, but you had enough to, that's they fed the sea rations to the infantry guys and South Pacific and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Clayton can tell you all about that. He had plenty of them. And but everybody got tired of sea rice, K rice, but I never did.
Mm-hmm.
Never did. I could eat them all the time, you know. It didn't bother me.
Did you smoke?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. I smoked there.
Was it dangerous to smoke in the plane?
No, not necessarily. You could sit back there and smoke. Well, of course, if you got to be careful if you had a tank or something up there. But no, we could smoke in a plane. But I didn't smoke very much in a plane.
Mm-hmm.
But I was smoking. Threw all my cigarettes all away and smoked a pipe and then a cigar. Finally, in 74, I threw everything away.
Mm-hmm.
Never smoked again.
30-some years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I never smoked since then.
Well, when you were in China, were you able to, or did you buy what I'll call souvenirs or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
what would you have bought?
Oh, Margaret, where are you at?
Do you want me to stop it for a little bit?
Stop it just.
We'll talk about that when she brings the box.
Okay.
When you wrote the letters home and your brothers wrote the letters home and your parents wrote back to you, were any of those letters saved by your family?
Well, my mom saved almost everything.
Okay.
She's probably a lot of that, but I don't know if the letters are not in the box, but my mom saved almost everything.
Okay.
There.
And where would those letters be today?
Well, she should be in that box. I got to get a drink of water.
Okay, sure. That's fine. Well, you have a good memory.
I remember a lot there.
Yeah. When you left the United States for the first time and you stopped at bases along the way, right, to refuel. What were you thinking? Because this was the first time you had been out of the country.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any idea what I was thinking there. But, oh, that was interesting because I was, like I say, that we're supposed to be taking a plane to England,
mm-hmm.
but 10 crews signed up to go to the CBI, China Burma India Theater.
Okay.
And
you could do that. You had a choice.
Well, pilot did. We didn't. Whatever the pilot did, well, that's we went along, you know.
Okay.
And so they signed up 10 crews. So we went and climb on a troop train,
mm-hmm.
and headed for Miami. Got down to Miami, and then they put us on these transport planes. First we flew down, of course the Germans was still in charge of Northern Africa at that time, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Casablanca and stuff was all in German hands that mm-hmm. time. So anyway, so we had to fly down across the southern part of, not the southern part of Africa, across the middle part of Africa, across the desert,
mm-hmm.
land Cairo and stuff, and flew on over to India, and they flew us. I've never been on a great big ship during the war. Now, I was on a cruise afterward, but I never owned a great big ship
mm-hmm.
during World War II. There, I never was. We flew everywhere.
Mm-hmm. How many soldiers would have been in that plane?
Oh, on a transport plane?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, it depends. Whether or not it was a DC-3 or C-54, you could get about, maybe close to 100 people on a C-54, you know.
Okay.
It had 3 seats on each side there. It's a pretty good sized plane. They flew those for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And even after World War II, they flew those C-54s for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we flew across there, and that's the darnest thing. Had to fly us all the way to India. I mean, into China.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have a plane.
And so you just sat around for 15 days?
About 15 days waiting for a plane to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway, we finally got our plane there. I was looking for old 375. I can't find old 375.
Well, maybe they're in the box.
Well, I hope so. I haven't found them yet there.
Were you sick at all when you were in the service?
No.
Okay.
Never was sick.
Okay.
Never was sick. Never even dropped a drop of blood while I was in the service, you know. There. Well, if I was sick, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I ate all that Chinese food and everything, you know. It never bothered me a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you touched on this a little bit about how you know, when you saw the Japanese pilot and his parachute go into a lake, what was your feeling about the enemy and the war in general?
Oh, we hated the Japanese, but not individually there. Like I said, when I saw this guy going into the lake, I said, oh, you poor son of a gun,
mm-hmm.
you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd shoot the heck out if we got a chance, you know, there.
Right.
But actually, I never did hate the Japanese, or the Germans either one for that matter there. It was just war.
Did you think that the war was going on a long time? Or?
Oh, you're doggone right. Man alive, I was wondering if I was ever going to get out of that, because right after I got out of school, I volunteered, went in, because everybody knew this in for the duration.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such a thing as you're going to get out, because you wanted out, you know, there. So, like I said, I had my 35 missions in, but they wasn't going to let me out. Mm-hmm. So I went down liberal as a instructor engineer, but I wasn't going to get out. And then, of course, the Japanese surrendered there in August after they dropped the bomb on them. Of course, that bomb, that was all new stuff to me. Mm-hmm. None of us guys that served knew anything about that bomb.
Right.
And, of course, we was getting ready, you know, that's what we was going to have to invade Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But did
you think you might have to go back to active?
I don't know. I can't remember what I thought. I know all the guys that are some buddies of mine that have been in Europe. They was headed back, and they thought the ships were going to head right to Japan, you know, with them. You know, they pulled them all out of the European theater. But anyway, I didn't think I was going to get back. I didn't really remember what I did think.
Mm-hmm. Did other young men from the Fredonia area, did you ever meet them when you...
No.
What about other women or other people from Kansas?
Not very many. I didn't hardly meet any of the boys, any of the guys from Kansas,
mm-hmm.
the whole time I was in there.
Okay.
The one guy in my class, I knew he got killed, and I'd heard about it. He was a friend of mine, but I never did. He's South Pacific here, Sylvester Blair was his name, and he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if anybody was killed out
mm-hmm.
there. So.
Well, you wouldn't have a way of getting that news.
No.
What was it like to meet young men from other parts of the country? And was that hard?
No, it wasn't hard at all there. It was all in the same boat, you know, there. And of course, like our crew, good heavens. We had our crews, guys from all over the country
mm-hmm.
in our crew
mm-hmm.
there. And I'm going to get a handkerchief. Excuse me just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the crew and the...
One second, I gotta go get that.
Okay. The R.C. Bowman is your pilot.
Yeah, Richard Bowman.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah. Where are you?
Right there.
Okay, so you're in the back row, the second from...
Yeah.
Standing the second
yeah.
from the right.
Yeah.
And now this plane is the...
B-24 Liberator.
B-24 Liberator. So, most of the crew were young. Would the pilot have been a little older?
No. He was the same age as me. He might have been a little year or so older, but
okay.
Not much.
Okay. That's a good-looking crew.
That is all good-looking.
And this is your uniform?
Oh, yeah. That's a flying. See, we had leather jackets. We never wore army coats or anything. I had an army coat, but see, we always have wore our flight jackets
mm-hmm.
there. And... See all the pilots under and their caps on
mm-hmm.
there. Just taking it to Topeka.
Okay.
That was a beautiful new plane that we never got to fly.
Okay.
But anyway, that's where it was taken at. R.C. Bowman crew. That was the crew.
Okay. And this same crew stuck together the whole time?
The whole time. We flew all the time. Man.
Okay. That's a great picture. Hey. Now, if someone wanted to take a copy of that, would that be all right?
It's her thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right, now what's that?
Oh, man, that's a Chinese scarf there.
Oh.
That come from China.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this would have been something that you would have purchased to bring home.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and it's what, probably Chinese silk
yeah.
with a dragon
yeah.
embroidered. Okay.
There's my medals.
Oh, okay.
There's the air medal.
The air medal.
And the flying cross.
And the flying trellis?
Cross.
Okay.
You got your little deals you can wear there. I never wore them.
Oh, to put on your uniform?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you have received these in a ceremony or just?
Yeah, I got those when I down there in Amarillo, Texas there.
Okay.
This is my ID bracelet I always wore.
Oh, okay.
I always had to have an ID bracelet. I still remember my serial number.
You do? What is it?
1709950.
You got that? And so every person would have to wear that?
Yeah.
So you didn't wear the dog tags? That was.
Oh, sure you wore dog tags.
Okay.
That's why they was on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you, hon. Oh, man, let's see. Now there's this rest camp lake there.
Photograph of the bomber, and who selected the name?
Oh, I don't have no idea.
Okay.
We just flew whatever bomber was available.
I see. And who would, were there people that did the painting that were sort of,
oh,
that
yeah,
was their
yeah,
job?
Yeah, you little mechanic could paint pretty good.
Okay, all right.
There's a Chinese place to eat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she was.
So did you pick up any phrases of the language?
Oh, yeah. We picked up quite a little bit, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
But
you didn't need it.
I got a picture of a little boy here.
Okay.
That we loved and we had in our barracks. And a little Chinese boy.
Now, is this a photograph of the barracks?
That's the barracks, yeah.
Okay.
That's the barracks we stayed in.
All right.
And, anyway, there I was when I was pilot training there.
Oh, okay.
And there's a little boy that I was gonna think about bringing him home.
Was he an orphan?
He was an orphan.
Okay.
And the Chinese killed him.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
Why would they do that?
Oh, they didn't shoot fire unless you had somebody to take care of you. Well, you was dead.
Oh.
That was it. I tell you what, you got to think about China a different way than to do about America.
Mm-hmm.
That. There I was in my turret.
Okay, now which turret is this?
That's the top, that's the nose turret.
Okay.
Here we go.
Would one of the turrets been more dangerous than the others?
Oh, the tail turret was probably the dangerous there.
Okay.
You get back there and the plane always get behind you,
mm-hmm.
start shooting behind you, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the tail turret gunner was...
Oh, now what is that plane?
Oh, that's just a picture of B-13 trainers in the voice there. I just got a hold of that.
So okay.
I got a hold of a bunch of pictures. There was a big picture of me.
Oh, sure.
As a pilot, going to be a pilot there. I don't know which bomber.
These are good photographs.
Oh, I don't know which bomber that was there. Of course, this is what we wore on our leather jackets.
Oh, now what is that?
That told you what we was. See, in case we had to bail out. And we had to bail out.
Oh.
That, so it told the Chinese that we were Americans.
Oh,
see.
Okay. And you wore that on?
On the back of my leather jacket.
Hmm. And this was issued to you when you got over there?
Yeah. Well, here was a picture of them awarding me my medals.
Oh, okay.
There. I was what's called a tech sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
There.